If you really look at yourself, what do you find? You find your body. But really, what is your body looking for? Your body looking for food for your senses. You are really looking comfort. You are looking for pleasure. You are having pleasure through these senses. You are providing beautiful pictures, you are providing beautiful sounds, you are providing good taste. You are providing pleasure through these senses. Let's look a little deeper. We are not more than these senses. Really, what are we looking at? There are several kind of people. Several kind of people. Buddha talked about four groups of the people. One group, they are only looking for physical pleasure. They are looking for pleasure through physical world. Okay, so that is one group. Second group, they are looking physical and mental pleasure. Physical and mental pleasure. Third group, they are looking for only mental pleasure. Fourth group, the living beings who realized that I cannot fulfill myself by pleasure, those people will try to experience joy without pleasure. That is fourth group. Those people we can name as enlightened beings or the living beings who seen that enlightened path. Simple, very simple lower level is looking for physical pleasure. Because that is the way we think, by providing physical pleasure, we think that is the way you can approach to happiness. That's the way you can receive happiness. We are looking happiness by providing pleasure. If you really look at the outside, the world, how we have built this world, we have built this world with full of pleasure. Can you live without many things? To live, there are many things you have collected into your house. Even just in your bedroom to sleep, how many things you have collected to sleep? All these things, once when you choose these, you choose which one is better. Which one provide longer sleep? Which one provide less pain? So the lucky thing is we haven't heard yet about a dreamless pillow or something. If you get dreamless pillow and everybody will rush into the store to buy dreamless pillows. That is what we are looking for. We are looking pleasure, And to in order to live happily, you are shopping and you are seeking and you are looking. Really, what are we doing? We are seeking happiness through pleasure, and we think that is the way. If you really look at that, who is experiencing the pleasure? Who is experiencing this pleasure? Your mind. But you try to provide this through your physical body. So people who start to observe, a people who is concerning about experience, they'll come to a decision. But the decision is, they'll come, the people who observe and who observe the experience, they'll come to a point they think, well, I really cannot satisfy myself 100% by providing this physical pleasure, by providing pleasure through physical senses. Those people will stop looking for many things. They'll find what I need to sleep. They'll find things what they need. Then those people will direct themselves toward mind. But again, we are in the same role. But only we will come into that step by observing our experiences, by observing the physical body, by observing physical senses. Once when you jump into that state or that level, we realize or we observe, still I am having this pleasure through the senses. Your eyes associate with eye faculty. Your ear associate with ear faculty, sound. Nose go with smell faculty. Your body will experience senses, sensation. So first we were trying to provide all the pleasure through this body. Then once when you come into the point that is not permanent, now you want to keep this permanent, then you are looking for mind. How can I get this? Those will try to introduce, those are trying to introduce pressure through the mind. But still we need to use our body. Those who are looking at mind, again they realize the impermanence of experience. They realize, they notice the impermanent of the experience. Once when you notice it, once when you recognize this impermanent, they will come into another point, it says, and you will understand, or you will say, well, what is the reality with myself? What is reality with my body? What is reality with my experience? You only experience everything in this moment, not with the past or not with the future. But once when you're looking at the pleasure, always you excited, always you get excited with future. Once when you are having pleasure, once when you are experiencing pleasure, you feel you are not satisfied. You are not satisfied with pleasure. Next time you want more, next time you want beautiful picture. Because once when it go to the past, you are not experiencing that anymore. Everything is moving into past. That is a trigger for tomorrow. That is trigger for life. that is trigger for pleasure or desire, then we are looking, we are seeking more and more pleasure, more and more sensation, no matter it's you are providing through mind or no matter whether you are providing through that physical senses. Those who are just providing with physical senses, what are they doing? They disconnect their mind. Those who are think about that, then they add value into their life. Then they are thinking about the mind. They are looking for happiness or pleasure or joy to the mind. Once when you move into that direction, then you will start to cut off these physical needs, what you are looking. And then you think, well, that's enough for me to have a one bed. I don't want to have a few beds, one for winter, one for summer, and one for the other time. And then you will see, what do I need? Because you are using your mind. You are thinking. You are looking for need. There are, once when you experience it, you realize, why are you doing that? You ask the question, why am I doing this? That way you will more observe about the action. By observing the action, you will getting know about you. Not just reacting, not just doing, not just responding to pleasure. Without response to pleasure, you will do what you want to do by realizing and by understanding. Once when you come to that point, you will stop doing meaningless activity or meaningless pleasure. You will stop doing these meaningless activities. Once when you cut off this meaningless activity, then you will again will look into you more and more. That will direct you to realize, what is the joy? What is the happiness, or real happiness, or permanent happiness? To experience this permanent happiness, you do not want to be an enlightened being. Beforehand, you will start to recognize the value of yourself. Really, who am I? The person who's not there, that person only enjoy by collecting things, by bringing stuff into life. But once when you move into this level, once when you start to become a person who experience joy, you will experience how much you can feed yourself, how much you can enjoy yourself, how much you can experience in joy by doing something, by giving something to somebody, by doing something for someone, by doing something with selfless, not selfish. So there you will start to experience the joy. Rather than collecting, you are starting to throw away what you have collected. Even anger, you sacrifice your anger, you sacrifice your desire, you will sacrifice pleasure for good purpose, for good result. Once when you experience that, then you will see much more meaningful person inside you. So once when you notice this meaningful person, you will start to respect yourself. will start to respect your philosophy. You will start to respect what you have realized. By respecting you, you will see the value of yourself. Once, there was a king who visited Buddha. And asked the Buddha, "Venerable sir, everybody in this world, all living beings, running after pleasure. Everybody running after pleasure. But you are saying something else. Do you think that people will follow what you say? Do you really think that people are going to follow what you say?" But he said, "Not everybody. The people who really start to see the value of the self, they will start to follow." How somebody can see the value? How somebody realize it? Buddha said, "By realizing who they are, where are they will start to follow." Buddha said, "King, I would like to share this simile with you." "Okay, Venerable Sir, what is the simile?" "Think there are four mountains rolling into you with the four direction. Then people comes to you from every direction and say, there are four rocks rolling into you from four direction and killing everybody. That on the way, what do you do? Then you definitely know that you're going to die in few days. You are going to die in few days. King, what do you do? Are you giving lot of pressure before you die? Or what will you do?" This king said, "No. I will have very meaningful life. I will have very meaningful life and I will stop. Waste the time. I will not waste my time anymore. To bring myself 100% pleasure, 100% happiness or joy, I will have very meaningful life. I will stop all the mistakes that I was keeping and doing, that I was maintaining. I'll stop all these mistakes and I will stop all unwholesome activities. And I will not waste my time, even 1 second. All the time, I will maintain joy by being a meaningful person. And I will perform much as wholesome activities that I can do in that time period." Then Buddha said, "The people who's really looking at them, they observe those rocks, what is coming towards them, rolling into them. What are the rocks? Death and aging. Death and aging coming as rocks towards you, rolling into you. No one can run away from these rocks. The observer will realize it. Once when the observer realize, that person will stop all these meaningless activities, all these excuses. This person will stop, waste the time and maintain the meaningful qualities. Will be an honest person and will start to cultivate the self. The skin said, "Then, Venerable Sir, is this teaching only subject to the observers?" Buddha said, "My teachings is subject to the people who has wisdom. The people who's maintaining ignorant by providing only pleasure will not be able to understand the teachings. But when they start to observe, they will experience the wisdom. This teaching only will subject to people who has wisdom." So we don't have to go with that. We can come back to us. We do not have to do because Buddha said. We do not have to do because somebody else said. We has to do something because we observe, because we realize, because we notice. Once when you do something because you notice, you realize, that is much more meaningful and effective.